This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Scott Isringhausen, IDNR Urban Fishing Coordinator. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Well, thank you for having me here.
We are going to discuss the Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair that comes up June 11th, that's a Saturday, from 10 until 4 p.m. at Père Marquette State Park. Before we get to specifics of the fair, I just wanted to ask you, since you deal with the outdoors in many ways, over the past few years and stuff, sometimes we hear reports and stuff that, well, gosh, you know, people aren't going as outdoors as much as they used to, or fishing or things like that, because there's more interest in the internet and video gaming and things like that. I was just going to ask you, since you work with this daily, sort of what do you observe? You feel it's still a good interest in the outdoors, fishing and activities like that?
We really are. You know, the hunting and fishing both in the outdoors kind of is declining, but we definitely had a big uptick, especially with the fishing during COVID times, and it's probably not quite as low as it was before the right before the COVID times, but it's definitely not what it used to be. And you know, with the fishing and the outdoors and the, you know, the parks, you know, that is really the goal of this program, and in my job is to, you know, to get more people into the outdoors, and you know, events like this, you know, definitely can help. So it's people are spending more time on their phones, more time on their computers, and you know, really being indoors than really what they should, or at least in my opinion, what they should. So you know, our hopes that programs like this can definitely increase that and make them kind of change their ways a little bit.
Now, this is the 33rd Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair, and it struck me, and maybe it's been something you've experienced, but if it's 33 years, possibly now, there are people who attended as a young child that now have children of their own that'll be old enough to take part in the activities. Have you experienced that or thought about it?
I have thought about it and have experienced it both. Makes me feel real old, but yes, it's amazing some of the kids that, you know, that came at kids that truly do have kids that are, you know, bringing them now. So it definitely has created that big circle for sure.
We have a lot of activities always associated with the fishing fair, and some, I guess you could call, are the staples of it. And then every year there's something new or are different. And this year, let's sort of kick off with, of course, it's probably more geared to children, but entertainment for the whole family. And what have we got for this year's event?
Well, a couple of the new things, we'll go ahead and talk about them first. Number one, the big aquarium, which we've had the aquarium for quite some time, but it's been, I think, 6 years since we've had the duck show and the person that actually brings the aquarium out of Oklahoma City, which is such an entertaining part of the event and has been with us for a long time. But like I said, it's been a few years since he's been here, so the dogs and the original aquarium is going to be back this year. Then also we have a gentleman by the name of Alex Nagy. He is basically a professional cat fisherman. He's with Twisted Cat Outdoors up from the Quincy area, and he's going to have his boat there. He's going to talk a little bit about casting of the nets and you know, showing his boat and just being there. And I know he has a pretty big following. He's sponsored by Farm and Home Stores, which truly is a huge sponsor of the Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair. And then we have a gentleman, not confirmed yet, but a person by the name of Todd Huckabee. He's out of Oklahoma. And if you just look that up on the internet, you can read an awful lot about him. I personally never have met him yet, but he's a kind of world-renowned crappie fisherman, which is going to do a couple shows from the aquarium. I hope that he's going to be here and we can make that work out. So that's our really two or three total new activities that we haven't had in the past, but we do have some of the things that we've had in the past. Number one, we have the 4,000-gallon aquarium, like I mentioned, with the shows and the presentations will be given from that. Camel the Clown will be here, which he's a huge part of the fishing fair and has been for some time. But in my opinion, probably the neatest thing and the neatest station we have is actually the trout pond. And the reason I say that, the kids can actually catch a trout. After they catch this trout, they can take it over to the fish cleaning station and actually have their own fish cleaned, and then the folks will actually fry your fish. So going from catching a fish, having it cleaned, then eating your own fish that you just caught, probably all within about a 30-minute period, which I think that is so special to be able to do that.
A question I have, Scott, I remember Père Marquette installed a new, I guess you would call it, a small fishing area. not too long ago, and I think, you know, like children can go there and fish like that. Is that utilized during the fishing fair now as well?
It is, and right now it's probably the best I've ever seen. I've been doing some school programs out of that pond, but yes, we'll have it. It's the bluegill pond, or educational pond is what we call it, but the kids can actually catch a fish in that bluegill pond, and then we have a thing called First Fish Photo. It'll actually take a picture of the fish, and then something that we've only had a couple of years, and we didn't have it last year, we're going to have it, bring it back this year, is bow fishing. But in addition to the bow fishing, of the normal bow fishing, actually in that pond, we're going to net a section of that off, and we'll have some huge big fish targets that'll be out inside that pond that the people actually get to shoot at, in addition to the other two bow fishing stations that we have, one being the 3D targets, and the other one we have some big tubs with some little motorized fish that they'll actually get to shoot at a fish that's moving around in the water.
And then, of course, as we said at the beginning of the show, it's really geared for younger children and things like that. And I guess, again, always the learning stations and things like that. And if you attend so many, you get a prize and things like that still this year as well?
You do. And, you know, some of the basic learning station, when you think about that, we have casting, we have knot tying, we got a pitch and flip station, we got a fish ID station, and then I mentioned the different bow stations. We also have a couple fly tying stations. We have a jug making station. So, yes, it's all aspects. And to answer your question, there will be approximately 30 numbered stations, and the kids have to go to at least 7 of these 30 stations in order to receive a prize. But they will all definitely receive a prize if they do 7 of them 30 numbered stations.
One of the big things we have talked about over the years when we talk about the Family Fishing Fair is you don't need no license and no equipment to required either to come by.
Nope, that's 100% true. And again, it is all free, so it's not going to cost you anything. Unless you want to have a fish sandwich, we will be selling food and refreshments on the grounds, but outside that, it is 100% free.
Family Fishing Fair coming up Saturday, June the 11th. It's from 10 to 4. And your recommendation is, because some activities towards the end are many times very fun, maybe not necessarily have to get there right at 10 if you don't want to, right?
Yeah, and I would really recommend you not get there at 10 o'clock. I would at least wait till maybe 11 or 11:30. The reason being, I don't let the kids start registering right until 10 o'clock. In that first, I don't know, half hour, 45 minutes, there will be a long line probably at the registration. But after that, will not be near as busy. Then he mentioned activities. At the end of the event, which will be around 4 o'clock, we'll actually drain about half the water out of that trout pond. Then the kids can actually catch a fish with their hands, which if you want to bring an extra pair of shorts, that's pretty entertaining for the kids to do, but also for the adults to watch.
Well, I guess we should not fail to mention that the Family Fishing Fair has always been sponsored and hosted by the same group of people. I'm sure some of the sponsors change over time, but who brings us this event?
Well, first of all, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, but the Army Corps of Engineers, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and then some of our major sponsors are ConocoPhillips, the Farm and Home Stores, which they've been great to us, the Jersey County Boards, many of the different banks and businesses. But anyway, I know I did not mention all the sponsors that help with the fishing fair, and I apologize if I left anyone out, but I do truly appreciate it, and it would not be possible without everybody truly helping us make this a free event for the kids and such a great day.
And if anyone would need more information or want a little more information about Père Marquette State Park, I guess they can always contact the lodge there?
Yes, so contact the visitor center, and the phone number is 618-786-3323. And I guess something else to kind of add, this day does take about 250 volunteers, and if there's any groups of peoples or individuals of peoples that would like to come and volunteer, it would be really greatly appreciated. And again, call that same number, 618-786-3323. And even if you want to ask for me or have me call whoever back, that would be awesome.
Scott, thank you for visiting with us today about the Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair.
Well, thanks for having me here again. I sure appreciate it.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.